Today's shir is Masechet Kedush and Daf Nun Zayin. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem's Baruch on Daf Nun Zayin on an Aleph, 8 lines from the top, Be'egla Rufa. We had learned in our Mishnah that if somebody was Mekadosh and Isha with a Egla Rufa, the Kedushin is not a valid Kedushin because the Egla Rufa is Asba Hano. So the Achroinim ask, why did the Mishnah have to teach us, as we're going to learn now with the Gemara, that the Egla Rufa is also Bahana, and that's why it's not a valid Kedushin? The Egla Rufa was brought from the communal fund, and even therefore, if it was Muta Bahana, it's not the person who's doing the Kedushin's money. So if it's not his money, of course the Kedushin would not be a valid Kedushin. What is the Mishnah trying to teach us by telling us that you can't do Kedushin with the Egla Rufa? So the Einig Yontif explains that Amish is referring to a situation that a person, there was a need to have an Egla Rufa. A person went and designated in order to donate a calf to be the Egla Rufa. And before he actually gave it to the Tzibur, he gave it, he used it to Mekadosh and Isha. So at that point, it still belongs to him. And therefore, if not for the fact that the Egla Rufa is Asba Hano, as we're about to learn, the issue that it didn't belong to him would not be a consideration. Another way of explaining the Gemara is the Chazon Ish says that the Egla Rufa would belong to the Tzibur, but the Zayin Tuveir, the people who are the leadership of the community, decided to give this Egla Rufa to a specific individual, which they, as we've spoken in previous shurim, have the right to do so. And since they decided to give that Egla Rufa to this individual, it does belong to him, but there's the new consideration which we just learned, and that is that it's Asa Bahano, and the Gemara teaches us, Manolam, from where do we actually know that the Egla Rufa is also Bahano? It says, the Gemara Amidah Rabbi Rabbianek Siv Kapara Ksibbe Kikachim. The Torah uses the words Kapara by the Egla Rufa, just like it uses by Kachim. And therefore, just like Kaidish, as we're learning, is also Bahano, so too, if somebody would be Mekadosh, a woman with Egla Rufa, she would not be Mekadoshes. Of course, the Rishonim already point out that even though our Gemara just compared the Egla Rufa to Kachim, that doesn't mean it's compared to Kachim in all different situations. It's compared to Kachim, they explain, regarding what we're learning in our Shia today, that it's Asa Bahano, but not that it has exactly all the other dinim of Kachim. We also learned in our Mishnah that if somebody's Mekadosh and Isha would Tzipari Mitzayra, the birds that the Mitzayra has to bring as part of his purification process, the Kedushin would not be a valid Kedushin because they are Asa Bahano. Ask the Gemara Manolan, from where we know that they're Asa Bahano? Says the Gemara, the Tana Debei Rishmol, Nemar, the Torah speaks about different types of Kabonis. The Torah speaks about a Machshir, which is an Asham Mitzayra. The point of a Machshir is that it prepares you. Means a person who is a Mitzayra may not enter the Beis HaMikdash, a person who's a Mitzayra may not eat Kachim. At what point may he, when he brings the Hashem Mitzayra? And we also know the Kabbonis are Mechaper. And that Kabbonis could be a Machshir and a Mechaper are referring to those that are brought Mifnim inside the Zara. But there are also Machshir, Tzipari Mitzayra, which we just spoke about, are there to purify the Mitzayra. And until the Mitzayra brings the Tzipayra Mitzayra, the Aloch is he may not re-enter Machne Yisrael. Or Mechaper, the Egla Rufa, which we just spoke about, serves as a Kapara, as the Pasuk says by the Egla Rufa, Kaper La'amcha Yisrael. And those are things that are brought mechutz outside the Azara. So says the Gemara, Ma Machshir Mechaper Am B'fnim. Just like we have the Karban Asher Metzayra and we have other kabbonis. Us by machsher kemechaper, the Torah connects and the Torah says that the same din, and the shamet Torah, which as we just explained, serves for the purpose of being a machsher, but it's treated the same as a mechaper. So too the machsher, the tzipayr mitzayra, and the mechaper, the egla rufa, hama b'chutz, there too the Torah equates their halachas. The Torah treats the machsh k'mechaper. And if, as we just finished learning, the egla rufa is asa b'hano, so if the Torah connects these two halachas, therefore the halacha will be that the tzipayr mitzayra are also asa b'hano. It's interesting, we now learned that there's a concept of somebody being a mechaper. The question that the Pesukim, the Chashuk Echem discusses is, what would be the halacha of on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol feels that if he's going to continue fasting, he's not going to be able to continue the Avodah. But if he's going to ask somebody else to do the Avodah, then he will be able to continue fasting. What should he do? So he quotes his father-in-law, Rabbi Yosef Zatzal, who says that such a Kohen Gadol is obligated to break his fast in order to be able to continue doing the Avodah on Yom Kippur. So the question that he discusses, what would be the halacha if a Shlich Tzibur, if the Baal Tefillah, the Chazan on Yom Kippur, also feels that if he's going to have to continue being the Baal Tefillah, he won't be able to continue doing davening, if he can't fast and do both. Should we consider him also like the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur and tell him that it's better that you should eat to be able to continue davening? Or should we take someone else to be the Baal Tefillah and let him be able to continue the fasting? So he says quite clearly, he says that when it comes to Yom Kippur, as we learn Masechta Yuma, the Mishnah is very, very clear about the job of the Kohen Gadol. And not only is the Mishnah quite clear regarding the job of the Kohen Gadol, that the person who was designated to be the Kohen Gadol is very much expected to do the Avodah, as the first Mishnah Masechta Yuma teaches us, for 7 days before Yom Kippur, they already have to stop, be segregated. So there's a point in using this, there's a point in specific we're using this kohen and not someone else. And even if it means that he has to break his fast, so be it. But when we speak about the Baal Tefillah on Yom Kippur, so yes, of course, we would like the person, the Baal Tefillah, who was designated for that position to be able to complete the job that he was designated for. But it's not that it has to be specifically him. And therefore, if someone else could take over the tefillah and he'll be able to finish the fast, which he's obligated to do midaraisa, that's what he should do. Itmar, says the Gemara, Tzipari Mitzayra, Memesai. So now that we've identified, and now that we've learned that the Tzipari Mitzayra, also Bahanom, so the Gemara wants to understand, Tzipari Mitzayra, Memesai, Asuma, at what point did it become of Asur Bahanom? Rabbi Yochanan Mishashchita, from the time that the one, and we know, as we're going to learn, that two birds brought. One is slaughtered and they do hazar with it on the Mitzayra. So from the moment that they do the Shechita, Rish Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish's opinion is that Mishas Shechita. So Rashi explains that the Shas Shechita means from the Mishas from time Mishas Lakich for when they're born. So Rashi says when the Gemara says Mishas Shechita here, it's referring to the bird that's going to be slaughtered. The bird that is going not to be slaughtered, the shechita of the bird that's being slaughtered has no effect on the bird that's going to be sent away. However, Tosfos disagrees. And Tosfos says that when the Gemara says, when Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is Mishas Shechita, Rabbi Yochanan isn't just speaking about the bird that is going to be slaughtered. Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about both birds. And Rabbi Yochanan is saying that both birds are connected to each other. And just like the bird that's slaughtered becomes Las Mishah Shechita. Continuing, says the Dvar Avram in explaining Taisus' opinion, Taisus connects the Machsher and the Mechaper, and therefore they're both treated the same way. The Dvar Avram says, but Rashi's opinion is, a bird that's being slaughtered, so the Shechita we know always in Halacha has the category of a Matir. But that can't be applied to a bird that's not being slaughtered. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Bishah Shechita, says the Gemara, Shechita hu da asolai. Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is that the Shechita that makes it asba noah. Rishlok sham mishas lakicha, from the word actually taken, because me'egla rufa nafka. He learns it from the egla rufa. Ma'egla rufa michayim. The egla rufa becomes asr while still alive. It cannot become asr from when it's killed, because at that point, it's not anything anymore. Af tzipari mitzayra, it must be that they become asr from michayim, from when you actually bought them. Ask the Gemara, and we're speaking about the egla rufa. So ask the Gemara, egla rufa gufa me'emesai, at what point does the egla rufa become asr b'hano? Amar v'yana gvul shemati, I heard what the halach is, but he says, v'shechachti, I actually forgot. V'nesavin chavri leimer, but my colleagues assumed and thought that Yerida Lenachl Esen Mesrosan. The halacha is that the Egla Ruf is taken down to a valley, and at that point it becomes Aser Bahano. And the Pnei Yeshua explains why would we say that, why is that the time it becomes Aser Bahano? Because the Pasuk says, V'rida Oysoi Anachla Eson V'arfisham. And so it seems that the Pasuk is teaching us that from the time it's taken down, that's when it can't be used for any other purpose. Because otherwise, says the Pnei Yeshua, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk should have just said, the fact that the Pasuk goes out to tell us that we have to take it there, of course, it can't get to the Nachal Eisen without being taken there. Why does the Torah have to teach us that it has to be taken there? To teach us that that's the point where it becomes Asba Nob. If you'll argue, ma egla rufa, so we're speaking now about the egla rufa, and we're saying that mishas lekicha, from when it's designated or bought, loy mitzra, it does become asa hano. So shouldn't we say by the tzapirit mitzara nami, mishas lekicha loy mitzri, that they shouldn't become asar, that from the moment they're bought? And the Gemara's question is, why did Rav Shlokish hold that mishas lekicha, they become asa hano? Says the Gemara, the question is not a good question. Hachi hashta. Hasam is like gvul achrina. When we speak about the egel arufa, so we don't have to say that it's osam mishas lakicha. We could say it only becomes osir at the point that it's taken down to the nachal eisen. Hacha. But when we speak about the tzpari mitzayrim is like gvul achrina, is there another time from when to make it osir? There is no other point that we could say such a halacha. And as I saw the Ritva explains, the egla has two different points. We know by both of them, they become Asr Michayim. The question is when. So by the Egla Rufa, there are two times that we could say it became Asr. Either from the time it was bought, or from the time it was taken to the Nachal Eisen. So the Halacha prefers to delay it becoming Asr Bahano, and we say that it becomes Asr Bahano only at the point that it's taken down. However, when we speak about the Tzipayrim, there is no other time. It will say it's Asr Michayim. There is no other time to identify. Since there is no other time to take it, says the Gemara, that's why we say that it's Asr ready from Shas Lekicha. Why don't we say, as Taisus and Ritva asked the same question, that it should become Asr from the time that we actually pick it up and take it, says the Gemara, because as we said before, the taking the Egla Rufa down to the Nachal Eson is a time which is designated in the Torah. Since it's a time which is designated in the Torah, and as the Pnei Yeshua explained, we could say that the Torah went out of its way to designate that time. The reason the Torah went out of its way to designate that time is to teach us that that's when it becomes Asr. By Egla Rufa, the Torah doesn't designate such a time, so it must be Mishas Lekicha. Esvei, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. The Torah says, Kol Tzipa Torah Taichelu. What do we learn from the word kol? l'rabbis as a mishalachas, that the bird that the metzayer brings, that is ultimately sent away, it may be eaten. V'zeh shaloi toichel mehem. The pasuk says, v'zeh shaloi toichel mehem. What do we learn from that word asher? L'rabbis ashkuta, that the bird that's brought by the metzayer that's slaughtered is asbanah. Ask the Gemara, v'sakadatach, if as you Rish Lakish are learning, that the tzipa shchuta mechayim asura lacha shchita mepayer, that do we need a pasuk to teach us that once it's slaughtered it may not be eaten? It's also about not already became also about not from when it was designated. Answers the Gemara, madatema. The Gemara says that isn't such a compelling question. Madatema midavav kachim. Just like we have kachim, the mechayim asira, the moment we designate a carbon as a carbon, it becomes usur, and as we've learned in our parak quite extensively, it becomes subject to hilchas me'ilah, v'asi shchita mashulu, and the shchita accomplishes that on many kabbanas, not the carbon oila, but in every other carbon, become mutter. So here too, maybe we think that yes, the tzipur that's slaughtered becomes usur michayim from the shas lakicha, but after it's slaughtered, that halacha is, maybe it should be mutter to be eaten. That's why the pasuk teaches us that no, that it's osur to be eaten. And as I saw, the Rashba explains the Gemara, that the halacha is, kol dava shenasa mitzvasoi, anything that the mitzvah that was supposed to be done with it has been done, ain by me'ilah, no longer subject to me'ilah, and therefore here too, we would think that the bird that shchuta, the mitzvah that was supposed to be done with it, has been done, and therefore it should not be subject to be eaten. That's why we have a pasuk. Eisvei. So the Gemara asks another question. Rabbi Yochanan posing a question to Reish Lakish. The Mishnah Masechet in the Goyim teaches us shich shachta. So the bird that was designated to be used as the shchuta was slaughtered. The nimtzes treifa. You check it, and after you check it, it turns out that it's a treifa. Yikach zog lashnia. The bird that's treifa obviously cannot be used, so we bring another bird. But we don't have to bring two new birds. We only have to replace the bird that was turned out to be treifa. Harishayna, the first bird, mutaris bano, is now muta bano. If we're going to say that Michayim Asura, Rabbi Yochanan says to Rish Lakish, if what you're saying is correct, that from the moment it was bought it became Asur, V'isakadatach Messayim Asur Rishayna, Amayim Ataras Hano, how did it become Mutabano? Says the Gemara, Omale, so Rish Lakish explains, Hochel Maiskinen, Kagon Shinimtas Trefe B'nei Me'el. When they inspected the B'nei Ma'ayim, the insides, they discovered that it was treif, and therefore the lechala kedusha klal. So the way the Rishonim explain this Gemara is as follows: if the bird was slaughtered, and after you slaughter it, we know that they check it for any treifus, and it's discovered that it's a treifa, so we need to be, that won't make it mutter b'hano, because we need to be concerned that maybe what happened over here is that it was already treif, it became treif only after it was slaughtered. If it became treif only after it was slaughtered, then the halacha would be that this bird is still usur because it was a properly designated tzipur shchuta. What the Gemara is speaking about is that the defect, that the treifa that was found in it, is a defect that must have been there from the beginning. It was It always had this defect. If it always had this defect, what that means to say is that this bird was never properly designated to be a tzipa shchuta. It was never designated properly to be kaidish. A bird that has a defect cannot be kaidish. And since it always had this defect, that's why the halacha tells us that this bird never became kaidish and it would be mutter b'hanah. But indeed, if it was properly designated and only became a treifa later, then the halacha would be that it would not, then the halacha would actually be that we cannot have hanor from it, because since it was treif from the beginning, it remains. Since it wasn't treif from the beginning, it remains kodesh with the iser hanor. So the Gemara asks another question. Rabbi Yochanan asked the Rish Lakish, shachta, if they did the shechita, that Torah tells us that different items have to be brought along with the shechita. Ezoiva, grass, Eitz Erev is a certain type of cedar wood, Vishlai Vishnei Tulas, not with a red thread. Rabbi Yochanan Harav Huxam Tzvasoi, since it was designated for Rabbi Yaakov, Harav Huxam Tzvasoi, was designated for the mitzvah of Mitzvah, Asura. It becomes also, it remains Asba Noah. Rav Shimon Aymer, however, Nishka the Shleink Mitzvasai, since the Shechita wasn't done properly, Muteris. Says the Gemara, At Kanle Pligi, the Machlokus of Rav Yaakov Rav Shimon is based on a question that is discussed often in Shas. Marsov Rav Yaakov's opinion is that Shechita Shenaru Yishmei Shechita, even though the Shechita that was done improperly, it's still considered a valid Shechita. Umar Sava, whereas Rav Shimon holds that even though the shechita there wasn't, and therefore it remains also b'hanor. And Rav Shimon's opinion is that the shechita she'ena ruya is lo shema shechita. The halacha doesn't view this shechita as a valid shechita. But everybody kula alma mia. So the question is, how does the halacha look at this shechita? But says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan says that everybody agrees that mechayim lo mitzra. It was never osur from chayim. Because if it became osur b'chayim, what would be the difference if the shechita was a shechita ruya or shlat shechita ruya? Says the Gemara, so machloik tanoi. So now how would Rish Lakish, who says that it become osur b'chayim, be able to understand this braisa? Says the Gemara tanoi. Machloikus Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, says the Gemara, is machloikus tanoim. Yes, Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Shimon, and clearly Rabbi Yochanan, are all of the opinion that they own, the tzipa shchuta only becomes also mishan shchita. But there's another Tana. The Tana Beir of Shmuel, Nema Machshir. The Torah speaks about the Asher Metzayra, which is a Machshir. Because of the Asher Metzayra, the Metzayra could eat kachim and go into the Beis HaMikdash. And Kabbanos are Mechaper. Most Kabbanos are there to be a Kapara. And they're brought Befnim in the Azor. Of Nema Machshir. The Torah speaks about the Tzipari Mitzayra, that until the Tzipari Mitzayra brought, the Mitzayra may not enter the Machni Yisrael. And the Torah speaks about the Mechapa de Egla Rufa, which are done b'chutz, outside the Azara. Ma Machshe u Mechapa omba b'fnim, also Machshe ke Mechapa, that treated the same way. The Shah Mitzayra is treated like all other Kabbonis. Af Machshe Mechapa omba b'chutz, also by Machshe K'mechapa, the Torah treats the Tzipayr Mitzayra like the Egla Rufa. And if, as we've learned earlier in our shir, the Egla Rufa becomes also Michayim, so too, says Rish Lakish, and this is actually based on the opinion, as we just learned now, of the Tana de Beir Rishmol, that the Tzipayr Mitzayra also become also Michayim. Says the Gemara Gufa, we quoted this Braisa earlier. The Braisa says, regarding the halacha of tzipar, birds, called tzipar tayr techelu, to teach us l'rabbis ha-mishalachas, that the tzipar ha-mishalachas may be eaten. V'zeh shaloi tachlu mehem, l'rabbis ha-shchuta, to tell us that the shchuta is osu b'hanor. Ask the Gemara for epech hanor, maybe the halacha is that the tzipar ha-shchuta should be mutter, and the tzipar ha-mishalachas should be osur. And the way the Mariba Rav explains the Gemara's question, quite simply, just like we find everywhere in Halacha, that after the Shechita, something becomes Mutter. So here too, by the Tzipa Shechuta, after the Shechita, it should become Mutter. The Mishlachas, which did not have a Shechita, should remain Asur. The Makna has a different approach. The Makna's approach is that the Halacha is, we quoted this Halacha earlier, that Lo Mitzino, we don't find something that Shanasis Mitzvah say that the mitzvah was done and it should still be Me'ila. So the Shechuta, after the Shechita was done, becomes Mutter. Whereas the Mishalachas has to remain constantly Mishalachas. So since the mitzvah wasn't finished, it doesn't become Mutter. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Yochanan Mishim Rav Shimon Ben Yochai, Lo Mitzino Bal Chaim She'asurim. We don't find that a living thing should be Asur. And therefore, since this tzipor mishalachas is living, therefore it remains mutar. Maskler of Shmuel Rav Yitzchok Veloy, is that true? Hare muktza, an animal that was designated for avodah zara. And as Rashi and the Rishonim explained, a muktza is not an animal that was actually worshipped avodah zara. The definition of a muktza is an animal that was used for avodah zara. Or the nevad is an animal that was used for avodah zara. Bal chayninu, they're living animals. Vasiri, and the halacha is that they're asur, because the pasuk says, Adam kiyak mekem karmel Hashem, men behemem men abakar men atzoyin, takrivu as karbanchem. And we learn from the word ma'abakar, lahoytzi as a neved, men atzoyin lahoytzi as a muktza. So we see that even though they're very much living, they're still asur ba'hano. So the Rashba asks, why does the Gemara bring in this new concept of a muktza and a nevad? We've been learning throughout our shiur today about the Egla Rufa, and the Egla Rufa is Osir Michayim. So Rashba answers that the reason the Egla is Osir is because we have to decapitate it. So since we have to decapitate it, so therefore the halacha is, it really becomes Osir Michayim. But the Tzipa Mishalachas is not a bird that we have to kill. And therefore, the animals over here also are not animals that have to be necessarily killed. And therefore, it's a better comparison. Says the Gemara, Ki Asiri, the Muktza and Neved are not completely Osir. They're Osir LeKavoya. They can't be brought as a carbon, LeHejit Mishrishari, but they could be used for an individual. He could eat it for dinner. Maskula Rav Yirmiyah. So now asks the Rav Yirmiyah, Harei Roiva. An animal that participated in bestiality, that the Edom, that there were Edom that saw it, the Baal Chaim Nenu, they're still alive, the Siri, and they're also Ba'ano, because the Pasuk says, V'rakto se'isha v'asa behema, and the Pasuk says, V'behema taraygu. So they're also Ba'ano, as we discussed, that animal that has to be killed, we learned in our previous year, is already osa bahano mi chayim. So the fact that the tzipa mishalachas is alive, says the Gemara, is not a reason to say that it should be osa bahano, that it should be mut bahano. Ela amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, lemetzina roi bel chayim shesurim. What was meant to be said is the most living animals are not osa bahano. Yes, we're able now to find that an example that they are, the Baal Chaim are also b'ano from when they're alive, but that's not the typical case. The Beir of Shmuel Tana, the Beir of Shmuel tells us, how do we know that the Tzipa Mishalachas is mut b'ano? The Makra, the Pasuk says regarding the Tzipa Mishalachas, the Shilachas Tzipa al Chaya al Pnei Asoda. So the Gemara compares it, Hai Soda, my Soda Mutaris, just like the Sodas Mutar, af this bird is Nami Mutaris. Ask the Gemara, the Hai Soda Lachiudasa, is that what we're going to learn from this word? Hahumi Boile, don't we need that word to teach us to Gatanya? Soda, Shloyamid, the Koi may not stand the Yafo, in the city of Yafo, who is encircled by the sea, Vizakana Layam, and throw and send this bird towards the sea. The Gavas, he shouldn't stand by the city Gavas, which is encircled by the desert, the Zerken Midbar, and have this bird fly to the Midbar. The Shloyamid Chutz La'ir, the person who's sending this bird shouldn't stand outside the city, the Zerken B'Toychir, and have it sent towards the city. Ella Kol Shema Oymid B'ir, the way the mitzvah Shaluach should be done, is that he should stand in the city, and he should send it towards the fields that are around the city. And as the Chazon Ish says, that the qualification, what the pasuk means to say, is that you should send it to a place where things could grow. And the Chazon Ish says, it has to be a place, it doesn't have to be a place that actually is growing anything. It's a place where things can grow. So that's what the Pasuk Sada is there for. Not to tell us that the tzipra mishlachas is mutabana like the Sada. Vidach, says the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel says, if all we wanted to learn from this Pasuk was where to send the bird, imkein lichtav cross Sada, it would be adequate for the Pasuk to use the word Sada. My hasada. Why did the Torah use the word hasada? To teach us Shema Mina Tarti. Number one, as we just learned, that it should be sent towards a place where things grow. And number two, it should be sent, after it's sent, it's Motabana like the field. Rav Amar, Rav gives another explanation why the Tzipa Mishlachas is Motabana. He says, The Torah says that the Rava can't find it conceivable that the Torah should say, send the bird away, and now every bird that I take home and I want to eat, I always have to be concerned, maybe it's the Mishlachas. So Rava finds that difficult to accept. The Torah could have never said shlach b'tlach l'takola. That's what you should do. That you may end up eating something. If it remains osabano, you'll end up eating something which you're not allowed to eat. So the Achrayim ask, why would we be also to eat that bird? Because we're worried that that bird that we pick up, any bird that we pick up, is maybe the bird that's also that was sent away and it's osabano. Why don't we go basarayv? So Shar Melech answers that the Gemara here is referring to a situation that we were able to identify that that's the bird that was sent away. And therefore, since we're able to identify that that's the bird that was sent away, we can't say, well, it's Batel Barayv. And the place, he says, it's not just that I know, if I know it's the bird, then I'll know not to eat it. But the place, he says, a chiddush. If there's someone in the world that can identify that this bird is that bird, even though I am not that person, and I don't even know that there's such a person in the world that could identify that bird, the halacha is that it would be us, if it was us b'anor, it would be us b'anor not just for that individual, it would be us b'anor for everyone, and I, who don't know it's that bird, cannot rely on Raif. That's the approach of the Shar Melech and the Plesi. The Shar Yosher, Rabbi Chanan in the Kibbutz Shiurim, the Stipel in the Kehilas Yaakov have a whole different approach. And their approach is that the definition of Bittel Barayv is that when you have a mixture, and the example we always give, a drop of milk fell into a pot of meat. So the halacha in the rice is that we follow Rayv. What do we have here? We have here a mixture. And since we have here a mixture, Roiv tells us that we follow what the Roiv is, and the meat becomes bottled. But what was required to happen over here is a mixture. When this bird flies away, we don't have a mixture. And since we don't have a mixture in the first place, it was always separate. There we can't say that we should lie on Bittel. But then others explain that if it would be Osir, the halacha would be, then we could not be allowed to send it away. Because sending it away, even if it'll get mixed up with other birds, and we would be able to rely on Raiv, there's a rule of Eimavatlam Isl Chathila, to send this bird out, knowing that this bird is going to get mixed up with all the other birds in the world, and all the other birds in the world are certainly roiv, and all the other birds in the world don't represent the problem, would be Eim Mevatlan Issimin HaTorah. So the Mishnah Melech, the Tshar Melech quotes this teretz in the name of Mishnah Melech, and he says that it's a very difficult teretz, because our Gemara is speaking about a Din D'Oraisa, and this concept of Eim Mevatlan Issimin HaTorah is a drop that you're not allowed to deliberately rely on Roiv, is a din derabbanon. So how can we use this concept of Eim Avatam Isl Chathila to explain a din d'oraisa? So the Noida Behuda asked this question as well. And the Noida Behuda says there are two types of bittel. There's bitl of lach balach, where liquids get mixed up. And then there's bitl of yavish biyavish. Says the Noida Behuda, when is there a halacha of, when is the halacha of Eim Evatim Esel Chathchila only in Issa D'Rabbanan? By lach balach. Because when we have lach balach, what we have here has been very well combined, very well mixed together. And since it has very well been mixed together, you have roiv. There's a new halacha of Eim Evatim Esel Chathchila that we shouldn't rely on that. But, says the Noida Behuda, when we speak about Yovesh B'Yovesh, when we speak about Yovesh B'Yovesh, there, Midaraisa, there's a din of Ein Latin Esel Chathchila. And why? Why is Yovesh B'Yovesh different than Lach B'Yach? Because Yovesh B'Yovesh, it didn't really, it's since we're speaking about solids, they don't completely get combined. And since they don't completely get combined, there it is Aloch of Ein Latin Esel Chathchila. And here we're obviously speaking about that situation. There's other Rishonim, however, explain that the Gemara is saying, Lamir Shlach Latakolo, as we said earlier, is speaking to the person that found it, and he knows it's that bird. And still, the Torah would not want him to be over an Isser. The Torah would not want him to be over an Isser if that was the case. Another Teretz that I saw to this question is a text that I saw from Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal. He says the Zohar quotes that we know that a person, Rachmana Mitzlan, becomes a Mitzayra because he speaks Lashon Hara. And if he speaks, and then Baruch Shem, he does tshuva and he becomes healed. If Chas V'Shalom, he speaks Lashon Hara again, says the Zohar Kaddish, that the Tzipra Mishlachas comes back to his home. The purpose of that Tzipra Mishalachas is to remind him that he's not supposed to be speaking Lashon Hara. So if there's a real chance, said Reb Chaim Zatzal, that the Tzipra, that this bird is coming back to his home, there's a real concern, therefore, that he's going to eat it, because he won't know it's the bird that was sent. So since we know there's a real possibility that bird is coming back, and there's a and he may end up, because he may come back to his old ways, the Torah would have never has let that happen, that he should be allowed to eat it, and end up eating something that you're not allowed to eat. We learned that the Basar Nazir, if somebody, when the Nazir finishes his Naziris, he has to cut off his hair, and the halacha is that if somebody uses the Basar Nazir to do a Kedushin, ain't a Kedushin. Ask the Ramanon from where do we know the halacha? Damakra, the Pasuk says regarding that here, Kaidish Yeh Gadl Perisar Roisha. Geduloi Yeh Kaidish. That what grows is Kaidish and is Osmanoah. Ask the Gemara, so maybe we should say, Ima Kaidish Taifas is Damav. The halacha is if somebody redeems Hegdish. The halacha is that if the money that was used to redeem Hegdish becomes Kaidish, and the original item is chulin. So maybe we should say afsa nazar, that if somebody uses the sar nazar, redeems it, taifas is domov, and that money becomes kaidish. But the sar itself, the hair itself, yoitzel chulin, answers the Gemara. We have to look at the wording of the pasuk. Mi karinen kaidish, kaddish karinen. And as the Meshech Chacham explained, there's a very fundamental difference between the word kaddish and kaidish. Kaidish represents that the Kedusha is not inherent to this item itself. Since the Kedusha is not inherent to the item itself, you are magdish an animal. So the Kedusha is not inherent to the item itself. Since the Kedusha is not inherent to the item itself, the halacha will be that if you're paidit, the Kedusha gets transferred from it to what you use to redeem it. But when the Torah uses the word kadosh, what is meant with that word is that it's an inherent kedusha, and the definition of an inherent kedusha means that it's inherently kadosh, that and nothing can remove that kedusha. So even if you'll redeem it, the kedusha will remain on it. We learned also in the Mishnah that if somebody uses the petach hamor, it's not mekudesh. She's not mekudesh. It's also no. Says the Gemara, name of Masnissen, the like of Shimon. So the Gemara suggests that our Mishnah is not following the opinion of Shimon. The Tanya petach hamor osva no divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Shimon matir. Rav Shimon says it's muta no. And says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Avuah, la harifa. As we mentioned when we learned the Mishnah, when you have a firstborn donkey, the Torah gives two options what to do with it. One option is to be paidit b'seh, to redeem it with a sheep, and the other option is for raftai, to decapitate it. So says the Gemara, the machlokes that we just had, if it's mutabano, osbano, is only when it was redeemed with a seh. But everybody agrees that it was decapitated, it's osbano, and that is the case of our Mishnah. Bas b'cholov, if somebody used bas b'chol to mekadosh anisha, bas b'cholov is osu b'anah, and would not be a valid kedushin. Ask the Gemara Menolon, the Tanit Beir Rishmol, the Pasuk says, lo sevash gadi b'chalev imoy sholosh pam, the Torah says it three times, echad es achila, that you're not allowed to eat it, echad is hanah, that you're not allowed to cook them together, Avechad is a bishul that you're not allowed to have a no from them. Avechad is a bishul, you're not allowed to cook them together. But all the Rishonim point out that why did the Torah, if the Torah wanted to teach us these three distinct halachas, why did the Torah use the lois of Ashel all three times? That the halacha is that they're usur only if they were cooked together. But if meat and dairy were mixed together, not through cooking, at least midaraisa, at least midaraisa, they would not be osur bahanoa or osur bahchila. But the rabbanon, of course, it's osur bahchila, osur bahanoa. Umas Nisan says Agmar, our Mishnah d'loy kaitan is not like the following Tana, the Tanya of Shimon Yehuda Omer, bas b'chol of osur bahchila, but he holds it's mut bahanoa. Shnemar, the pasuk says ki am kodesh atol Hashem lekecho loy sevash gadi b'chalevi moy. The pasuk that teaches us the issa bas b'chol of ulahal Omer. And the pasuk says, "Vachikoyish tiuli bas besada treifel leisachelu mala halon." The Torah uses the word "anchikoyish" by treifa. Osbachila, but the halacha is that it's osbachila umutabano. Afkan here too, the halacha by bas bechol will be that it's osbachila umutabano. We learned further in the Mishnah the chulin shenishchtu ba'azara are osbachano. Menani mili, and can't be used for kedushin. Menani mili, Amr of Yechim Shim Rameya, Amr Taira, the Taira says regarding Kachim, Shchoit li, shecht for me karbonis, b'shali, in the place that belongs to me, meaning the Azara, v'shalcha, and karbonis that you're going to eat, b'shalcha, should be shlechted in your area, outside of the Azara. Says the Bryce, ma shali, b'shalcha, if somebody shechted Kachim b'chutz, they're osur b'hano, af shalcha. Similarly, if you shechted chulin b'azara, the halacha will be that it's osur b'hano. Ask the Gemara, if you want to take this limud, why don't you take it a step further? Imash shali b'shalcha. If you shechted kachim b'chutz, there's an onish chorus. So maybe the halacha also ought to be shalcha b'shali, chulin b'azara should have an onish chorus. Answers the Gemara, I'm a krava, pesachai meilei vil, karbon shevet nechras, a carbon einish karis. If somebody shechs a carbon outside the azara, rachman slan, there's a chiv karis. A chulin shenishk to bazara, there's ein einish karis. So Taisus and other Rishonim ask, what was the Gemara's question that we should learn this limud? Isn't there a halach of ein einshim in adin that we can't come up with a punishment just from logic? So Taisus Rosh explains that this halach of Ein Einshim and Adin is only by Einish given by Bezdin. But an Einish that's given by Minishmayim, Koris, we do have Einshim and Adin. The Asman Daraisa says the halach of Ein Einshim and Adin is only said regarding a Kal V'Chomer. Why? Because something that's based on a Kal V'Chomer is based on logic. And then the logic could be refuted, and we gave the person the punishment improperly. But when something is based on, like the Mar wanted to say, a hekish, that we don't have the rule of Ein Einshim and Adin. says the Gemara, Ikla Mifrach, but we could ask, Ma'al Shili Shabacha Shekeinu Nishkar. So if that's the case, how do we connect them? Maybe when you shech Tchulim Ba'azara, there's a Chiyuv Karis, and that's why there's Issa Hano. But Tchulim Ba'azara, where there's no Chiyuv Karis, maybe there's no Issa Hano. So the Gemara's back to where it started. How do we know that Chulim Ba'azara are also Ba'hano, and therefore cannot be used for Kedushin? Elam Abayim Mehocham. The Pasuk says, regarding the Karban Shlomim, V'shachar Pesach Al-Moed, V'shachar Oysa L'fnei Al-Moed, V'shachar Oysa L'fnei An-Moed. T'leasa Kri Yiseira. The Torah says three psukim. Why do we have this pasuk? Ma tam loimer l'fisha namar. Because the Torah says what Klai Yisrael comes to Yisrael. Ki yecha mecha amachayim. Asha yivcha Hashem l'shkech l'sum shom. When we'll be in Yisrael, and not everybody is close to Beis HaMikdash, where if they want to eat meat, they could bring the meat, shecht it, and eat the carbon meat. V'zavacht mekach metzoncha. To teach us v'richik mokum, outside the Beis HaMikdash, at the soivich, you'll add a shecht. V'yat the soivich b'mokum karv. But you may not shecht regular meat, for that's not kabonus, in the azara. Prat l'chulin, to teach us the chulin lo yishchetu b'azara. V'ein le'eli t'mimim, maybe the halacha is that you're not allowed to shecht chulin b'azara, are healthy animals, haruin l'karv, that could have potentially be brought as a carbon. Menayin l'rabbis b'alim mumin. How do we know that an animal that's even a balmum, which could have never been used as a carbon, cannot be brought in the azara? Marbanis b'almumim, shekein min hamachshir. It's still an animal. Menayin l'rabbis b'alim. You could never bring an animal, a chaya, as a carbon. So maybe the halacha should be that a chaya, which is chulin, may be slaughtered in the azara. A chaya, even though you can't bring a carbon from a chaya, but it's treated like an animal. They're slaughtered in the same way. However, menayin l'rabbis es ha'oifis, because midrash of the Torah doesn't ever say that an oif requires shchita. Tamalayim v'shach to pesach oil moed, v'shachar oisai v'shachar oisa. One is coming to teach us that only a carbon should be shechted, and the azara, not balimumin, and not a chaya, and not a oif. Yochol la yishchat. So the halacha is that you shouldn't shecht chulin b'azara. However, v'im shochat yeh mutter, that if you did shecht it, you should be allowed to eat them. Tamaloymer, ki yirchak mecha amokim v'zavachta v'achalta, ma'ashat ha'zavach b'richak mokim, what was slaughtered outside the azara, at the oichel, may be eaten. However, v'yat the oichel ma'ashat ha'zavach b'mokim karev, may not be eaten. So the Gemara sort of repeats itself. Maybe only healthy animals that were slaughtered in the Azara may not be eaten. Haruy l'kariv. Menayin l'rabbis b'alim mumin, if they were slaughtered in the Azara, they may not be eaten. Mabane b'alim mumin, shekem min amachshe. They're the same type of animal. Or menayin l'rabbis hachaya, that the chaya also that was slaughtered in the Azara may not be eaten. Marbanis achaya shibishchit kebehema, it requires shchit like an animal. Menayin l'rabbis as a oifus that was slaughtered in the Azara. Chulin oifus that was slaughtered in the Azara may not be eaten. Tamaloymer, v'shachar oisoi, it teaches the Torah, repeats the halacha. Yochol loy yishchit, v'm ovid, if you did shecht, so you're not allowed to eat it, but maybe yashlichen l'fnei klovim, you could have hanor from it. Tamaloymer, the pasuk says regarding the treifa meat, abos b'sad the treifa loisachelu l'kelav tashlichan oisai treifa meat at the mashlich l'kelav, that you're not allowed to eat it, but have hanor from it. V'yat the mashlich, but you're not allowed to give to dog, you're not allowed to have hanor chulin shanishchitu b'azara. That's how we know that chulin shanishchitu b'azara are also b'hanor, and therefore a kedushin that would be done with them would not be a valid kedushin.